Welcome to another episode of the Jam Pack Report, today for Monday, December the 21st of 2020. And of course, this is a daily gaming news podcast brought to you on YouTube and podcast services around the world 5 days a week. So if you're new here and you like the show, hit that subscribe button and keep coming back for more. But today, our discussions around Cyberpunk 2077 and CD Projekt Red continue, because as much as I would love to wrangle free from this absolute leech of a story, it continues to grow, time and time again. Just when you think that CD Projekt Red has hit the bottom falls out and you keep on tumbling, because now there is a possible class action lawsuit in place against the company. A new article from the New York Times features not only an intricate deep dive into Cyberpunk 2077's entire pre- and post-launch saga, but quite the damning final paragraph. According to the piece, CD Projekt Red could be facing a major class action lawsuit. It says the following: "The immediate future looks dark for Cyberpunk's makers, perhaps even darker than the future they built in Night City. Refund requests are pouring in by the thousands. Lawyers and investors in Warsaw are circling the situation, contemplating a class action lawsuit against the company for potential criminal misrepresentation in order to receive financial benefits, according to a regulatory filing. Many gamers are swearing off playing Cyberpunk entirely until the company fixes all of the problems." And then there is this statement from a said regulatory filing, as mentioned in the article, as translated via Google Translate: "In connection with the recent events, and in particular the suspension of the sale of Cyberpunk 2077, we are currently analyzing, together with the law firm's team, the grounds for bringing a class action lawsuit together with the notification of the possibility of committing a crime under Article 286 of the Penal Code, misrepresentation, in order to obtain financial benefits." The launch of Cyberpunk 2077 has been riddled with controversy and bugs, with the first update being introduced last week and fixing some issues. Now CD Projekt Red has pushed out the latest update, version 1.05, for PlayStation and Xbox systems. PC players will still be getting the update sometime soon, however one of those issues seems to be something that is not even something the company can completely fix. Apparently, Cyberpunk 2077 save files will corrupt and become unrecoverable if they reach 8 megabytes in size, which comes from the GOG.com support center itself. We'll talk about that more in a moment. Alongside the bugs that plagued its launch, Liana Rupert from Game Informer suffered a major seizure while playing the game. This was due to light patterns similar to those used by neurologists to help induce seizures in patients. It was also later noted that the game did not have a clear epilepsy warning at the beginning of the gameplay, something that has now been remedied. The same RPG has seen its share of other controversies even before the launch, with reports of transphobia and crunch culture at the studio, as well as CD Projekt Red also refusing to share information about the game's accessibility. You can read up on why DualShockers think CD Projekt Red should have confirmed Cyberpunk 2077's accessibility options sooner, but when it comes to the story we are talking about today, it continues to get worse. And the big question here is, does this deserve a class action lawsuit? And that opinion is going to vary from person to person. In my humble opinion, yes, it does. Because of the amount of bugs that I have seen from people throughout the gaming industry and within the gaming community. Whenever these bugs first started to pop up, the depth of the issues within Cyberpunk 2077 were not as evident as they are now. Because even the most positive voices in the gaming community, those that always say whenever a game is just running very poorly or whenever it's not well written, whatever the situation might be, they always try and find the gold buried within. Even these people are beginning to post these GIFs and these videos of the issues they're facing, and it's clear this game is in a very, very bad state, and it's clear that it's going to take a lot of time to fix a lot of the systems. I looked to the videos from CoCarnage and the videos from Paris Lily that discuss the issues that are happening within Cyberpunk 2077, and I would highly encourage you to head over to both of their social media channels and check out those videos. But the issues that you see within Cyberpunk 2077 go so much deeper than just these surface level issues of cosmetics and textures popping in, or the situation with the traffic where you look away and the cars are replaced with new cars and essentially resets pedestrian foot traffic anytime you look away from a pedestrian. Even those are unexcusable, but the systems within the game, the armor system, the AI that you fight against in combat. There are so many issues within the game that it's clear it's almost completely incomplete. It's not the game that people deserve, and it won't be that for a while. This is misrepresentation, because the game that was shown off in gameplay just a few weeks ago is not, I repeat, is not the game that we have today. Now, on very high-end PCs, you can find some gameplay that is very solid. People on PC are enjoying it, but even that community is experiencing a ton of bugs. It's just not the game that we were promised. And so a class action lawsuit is probably going to be on the way, so we will see what this turns out to be, but it's insane to continue seeing this saga continue. And on top of that, as mentioned in our first article today, our second article goes more in depth. GOG has advised Cyberpunk 2077 players to keep a lower amount of items to avoid corrupting save files. In the latest of a long litany of issues, reports are now coming in that Cyberpunk 2077 save files are becoming permanently corrupted for players if they exceed 8 megabytes in size. Though initially reported as affecting games across all platforms, some now suggest it is a PC issue. However, without confirmation from developer CD Projekt Red either way, players have been advised to keep a lower amount of items and crafting materials. In response, posted on the GOG website, CDPR has confirmed that once corrupted, there is no way to recover the save, so it recommends you keep, quote, a lower amount of items and crafting materials, end quote. Unfortunately, the save is damaged and cannot be recovered. Please use an older save file to continue playing and try to keep a lower amount of items and crafting materials, the message said. If you have used the item duplication glitch, please load a save file not affected by it. The message closes on saying that while save file size limit might be increased in a future patch, the corrupted files will remain that way. As we have reported, they write at Eurogamer, over the past couple of weeks since Cyberpunk 2077 launched, CD Projekt shares have slumped after reviews of the game suggested Cyberpunk may not end up with a sky-high Metascore. While the PC version of Cyberpunk has an 87 currently, the PS4 and Xbox One version stand at 55 on Metacritic. User scores are 7.2, 3.2, and 4.4 respectively. CD Projekt bosses have told staff they will get their full bonuses despite the outcome of the game, but ultimately, let's talk about this story, the save issues. This feels like basic quality assurance. How can you have a platform put out a statement saying, hey, this game's broken, we recommend that you have less items and you use less materials? That should not be an issue. And again, I just want to say, this adds even more justification to the class action lawsuit. It's not looking good. It's just simply put, not looking good. Man, what a way to top off 2020, I suppose, is the best way to put it, because there were a lot of people around the world that were looking forward to this game for close to a decade. On top of that, there were so many people that this was the saving grace of 2020, and now it's pulling a 2020 on us, where it's just not what we thought that it would be. However, looking forward to the future, looking forward to 2021, there might not be a Cyberpunk redemption on the way, or there could be, who knows, but Control Ultimate Edition is absolutely on the way, and it's coming on February the 2nd for PS5 and Xbox Series X. 505 Games, alongside developer Remedy Entertainment, has announced that Control Ultimate Edition will launch on PS5 and Xbox Series X in a digital capacity on February 2nd, and it will then be followed by a physical release a month later on March 2nd. A short teaser video showcases the 2019 physics-defying adventure running on PlayStation 5, where the release will offer a 60fps performance mode and a 30fps graphics mode, the latter of which features ray tracing support and heightened textures, lighting, and other visual effects. Control Ultimate Edition will include the base title along with its two expansion packs, photo mode, and in-game content, Expeditions. Control Ultimate Edition for PS5 and Xbox Series X will be offered as a free upgrade for players who already own Control Ultimate Edition on PS4 or Xbox One, and of course, in a notable controversy, it will not be offered to those who purchased the original release of Control and or its DLC expansions separately. So if you do want to check out gameplay, of course, you can see some of it running right here, but this is ultimately going to be the next-gen version of Control, and it does look very good. It runs very well in 4K. Of course, you can see it running here in its official gameplay video. This is not one that I ever actually got into. I tried to get into Control, I tried to enjoy it, and it just didn't really click with me. And then on top of that, I also knew that there would be a new version coming in just a couple of months that would showcase what the next gen consoles had to offer. So, in my experience on the Xbox One X, the 30 FPS is not really a limitation in any kind of way, any more than it is in any other game. But as you can see here, whether you want 60 FPS or those ray tracing reflections, you can absolutely get what you're looking for in the newest version of the game. Now, I'm not a big fan of the upgrade model. Of course, if you don't have the original game, then you are pretty much SOL, as the kids say. You know, you just don't have any kind of access to the new version, and you do have to rebuy it. But I do believe it's on sale currently for $20, so I might give it a look, pick it up, see what goes on with that. I would like to, get my hands on it, at least give it a shot, see if it's something that I might be interested in. Or I could just wait for a while because I know what I'm getting and it's not really something that really tickles my fancy. But hey, I digress. It is what it is. So that rounds out today's episode of the Jam Pack Report. If you enjoyed today's show, drop me a like down below and let me know what you think about everything happening about Cyberpunk 2077 and CD Projekt Red. Do you think this class action lawsuit will come to be, or do you think that they will find some way to wringle their way out of it? Is that a word? We're going to make it one today. But regardless, you guys have a fantastic Monday. I'll be back tomorrow, and peace.